Second quarter set to begin. Chillicothe some ground to make up. 18-11 LeBlanc leading Chillicothe. Lady Hornets have 6 points from Whitney Clampett, a three ball from Parkey, two for Jones, and that's it. Two points for Haley Jones. And she also has two fouls, one foul on Randy Mammon. One foul on Maggie Leatherman. LeBlanc's basketball. They lead it by 7 to start the second quarter. Danbury up top. Circle left to Lears. Up top now to Dawkins. Right side, and there's Boy. Chillicothe just completely lost their defensive focus there. Lears was wide open, point blank underneath. Keithley was there to shag back in time to get the swat and draw the foul. Sixth team foul, first one on Keithley. First one is no good for Kate Lears. Snapping a 5 of 5 run on free throws. Makes 1 out of 2. 8 point lead now. And it's been quite a while since Chillicothe found the basket with the ball. It's been several minutes. Around the horn we go. Over to Clampett, right wing. Up top to Haley Jones. Original starting 5 in for Chillicothe. Jones lobs it into Parkey. Parkey put it on the floor once. Can't find a shot. And then double dribbles trying to get through traffic. She was kind of double-teamed. Got a good pass, but couldn't muscle it up. As Chillicothe comes out in a full-court press. LeBlanc has had success breaking this. One pass to Dawkins. Still back court now, all the way down court. Two passes. They go over right side to Dawkins. Dawkins, long-range deuce. She's 4 of 4. And it's now a 10-point deficit. Lady Hornets has gone a month of Sunday since we saw the basketball go through the hoop. Chillicothe off their game right now, I'm going to be brutally honest. No time, no need to panic, but they need to get a little shot of confidence. There's a blocking foul. As this LeBlanc man-to-man defense is causing a couple of fits for Chillicothe. They can't get into the game like they want to. Checking in for LeBlanc is number 3, Jacqueline Dickens, for the first time tonight, 5'8 junior. Ball was tipped out of bounds. Chillicothe inbounds it again. Hannah Jones now free throw line. Dribble drive down the paint. Can't hit a point-blank layup. Hannah Jones hit the backboard and nothing else. LeBlanc down corner hurry. Wide open top of the key. Trey! Oh, bricks it off the back of the rim for Kelly Holder. Chillicothe comes down with a rebound. They send it down to Clampett. High post jumper. Whitney can't get it to fall. Over the back on Haley Jones battling for the rebound. Emma Lamer will check in for Chillicothe, and Jones will set down. She's done for probably the half with 3 fouls. Haley Jones with 3, and that's the 7th team foul. So now the entire second quarter, LeBlanc will have the charity stripe. Emily Madden will check in, and Tyler Reed will set down. It's a 1-1. For LeBlanc misses. Parkey with the rebound. After Dickens had the miss. Chillicothe down court. Right wing. Carson Keithley. Gets it to Hannah Jones. Back to Keithley. Up top to Parkey. Looks off a tray. Top of the key. Right wing to Jones. Feed inside to Lamer. Back up top to Keithley. Go baseline left now to Keithley. Clamp it. Circle left. Jones, 3 ball. Hannah Jones, nothing but the net. That's what we needed right there. A confidence booster, and that's what we got. 7-point lead now, 21-14. There's a travel as Kelly Holder just forgot to keep her trailing foot planted. There was no one around her. No defense up in her face. She just had a mental lapse. And Chillicothe looking to get back-to-back buckets for the first time in quite a while. Carson Keithley, baseline left. Jones tries to send it into Parkey. Too many hands in there. An easy steal for Dawkins. Partially blocked by Jones. Rebounded by whom? And now it's lost out of bounds. Chillicothe, they say, knocked it out of bounds. Jones, Hannah Jones, with the block. And LeBlanc will inbound it underneath. And there's Parkey with a block. Also on Dickens. Clampett dances it through traffic and gets it to fall up and in. Whitney Clampett has eight, and it's 21-16. Chillicothe back-to-back bucket, something they needed, a tray and a deuce. Off the rim twice, didn't get it to fall. Follow-up stick back for Dawkins was in as Parkey was out of position, had her back to the goal. Back to a seven-point lead. 4:39 left in the first half. Hannah Jones, right wing, looking over the floor. Gets it to Keithley on the right side. They work it up top to Parkey. Left side to Clampett. Whitney Clampett draws the crowd. Lays it up and in anyway. Whitney Clampett, left wing layup. And she is up to 10 now, points. Back to a five-point game. Traveling call again on LeBlanc. LeBlanc 23, Chillicothe 18, 4:12 left to play. Maggie Leatherman checks in for Chillicothe. Summer Herner, a 5'5 freshman, checks in along with Maddie Danbury. Returns back into the ballgame as well, I believe. Yes. Clampett again. Count the bucket. Send her to the line. Looking for the three-point play. Chillicothe looking strong. Clampett carrying the offense the last couple of minutes. She's got a dozen, and she can get like that. She can get hot, hot as a pistol. And when she does, those layups are tough to stop. Foul was the first one on Danbury. 23-18. Missed a free throw. Parkey tried to grab the rebound, ran out of real estate, though. Clampett missed the three-point opportunity. Parkey tried to save it, but just couldn't quite haul it in. 23-20, still a three-point ball game. It was 10 earlier this quarter, so a nice job of whittling that deficit down by the Lady Hornets. Middle of the second quarter. They're working in the corner, baseline drive, and another traveling call. This one on Emily Madden. They like to throw that head fake, and they usually call that head fake and then dribble a travel. LeBlanc with a timeout. We're back after this on KCHI. LeBlanc took a timeout to talk about a couple of situations. 3:45 left in the first half. LeBlanc leading by just three. They led by 10 early in this quarter. They lead by three right now. And it is Chillicothe's basketball. Someone might want to stay back and receive Carson's inbound pass. Leatherman, Parkey, Clampett, Keithley, and Hannah Jones on the court for Chillicothe. Haley on the bench with three fouls. Jones wants to shoot a three ball, shut off from it from top of the key. Carson comes up for the help. Underneath to Parkey, draws a double team, and a bump on Maddie Danbury. That'll be her second one. Sixth team foul, I believe, or fifth. Sixth, yeah. Second one on Danbury. Right side, Jones all alone for three. Oh, halfway down, back out. Almost went down. Stolen in midcourt by Jones. Tried to bounce it to Leatherman through traffic. Went off one of the legs of LeBlanc. Had a nice idea, just too many pairs of legs to get an open bounce pass through. Parkey will inbound it as they change the inbounds play. They get it to Jones off a screen from Leatherman. Kicks it up top to Clampett to set up the play. 3:11 left to play in the first half. A three-point lead for LeBlanc. Clampett to Jones' right wing. Up top to Leatherman. Quickly over to Keithley. Keithley gives it to Jones. Back to Keithley. Circle left. A lot of bumping and pushing going on underneath. Three ball for Clampett. Counted. Whitney Clampett dials it up deep. And Clampett's on fire with 15 of the team's 22. Maybe that was a deuce. I thought they said a three. Maybe that was a deuce. Shot doesn't fall for Danbury, circle left. Underneath, Leatherman couldn't get it to fall. Crowd thought there could have been a whistle there. There was none from low post. And another mental mistake by LeBlanc. Megan Dawkins just dribbled and walked down the out-of-bounds line. So bring Lears back into the ball game. Chillicothe's ball. I thought I saw the official's hands go all the way up for a three ball, but I guess it did not earlier for Clampett. And a whistle and a foul on LeBlanc now. That is on Madden, her second, seventh team foul. So a 1-1 for Hannah Jones at the free throw line. First one, misses the front of a 1-1. And here comes LeBlanc after the rebound. Now they have, well, now after I changed my score sheet, now they have the score right. Top of the key, three ball. Nothing but net for Tyler Reed. I think the scorekeeper just doesn't like me. Parkey, free throw line off the back of the iron. Fights for own rebound. Jump ball is the call. Possession arrow pointing Chillicothe's way, and Micah Clark checks in once again, and Jones will get a breather, Hannah Jones. Minute 33 left to play in the first half, 26-23. Inbounds pass tipped out of bounds and right to the Staley ladies head coach. Inbounds pass this time goes to Clark, pulls up the dribble, bounces it down the sideline to Keithley. She works the corner, back to Clark. That long pass, easy steal for Madden, lays it up and in. And just that quick, now you're down by five again. You got to play smart, good basketball every second on the court. 28-23, you battle back from a 10-point deficit, now you're down by five once again. Leatherman hands to Clark, kick it out to Keithley. Right side to Clampett. Clamp it to Parkey at the free throw line. Doesn't want to shoot from there. Gives it to Clark. Keithley up top. Parkey for three. Boom! Yes, yes, yes! K-Bob for the Tri-Bob. Her second tonight. That makes it a two-point ball game. LeBlanc with a two-point lead. They go up top to Tyler Reed. Circle right now to Lears. Top to Dawkins. Left side doesn't fall for Holder. And we got a whistle. We'll sort this out. Pushing off foul, and it will be Carson Keithley to shoot the 1-1. Eighth team foul. Third one on Tyler Reed. So a 1-1 for Carson Keithley, looking for first points tonight. First trip to the free throw line for Carson. And that one is no good. Track down, rebound track down in the quarter by Parkey. Gets it to Keithley on the wing to Parkey. Up top, Micah Clark sees a three ball. Low off the rim, didn't get it to fall for Micah Clark. 14 seconds left in the half. Two-point lead for LeBlanc, and they have the ball. Up top, three ball off the front of the rim for LeBlanc. Offensive rebound by Reed. That one no good. Jones with the rebound, but ran out of time before she could do anything with it. So we played a half of basketball, and LeBlanc still leads it 28-26. But Chillicothe outscored him that time in that quarter, 15-10. We're at the half, and we're back after this on KCHI.